Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 112 countries all over the world over the Internet. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on heavy metals right after this. You know, once in a while we get a glimpse of the real world through the eyes of an insider like John Swinton, for instance. Swinton was the guest of honor at a banquet given to him by the leaders of his craft. And someone who knew neither the press nor John Swinton offered a toast to the independent press. Well, Swinton outraged his colleagues by replying that there's no such thing at this date of world's history in America as an independent press. Now, you know it, and I know it. And there's not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand it would never appear in print. Now, I'm paid weekly for keeping my honest opinions out of the paper that I'm connected with, and others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be so foolish as to write your honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. And if I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of the journalist is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. Now, you know it, and I know it. And what folly is this toasting of an independent press? We are the tools and vassals, he said, of rich men behind the scenes. We're the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes. Now, these rich men behind the scenes are the movers and shakers of the Global 2000 program. This new world order, this new age. It's men and families like the Windsors and Rockefellers, the Bushes and Bundys and the Carnegies and Vanderbilts. That's why I contend it's time that we wise up and start listening more to the God of Abraham and stop following after all these crazy scientists, philosophers, preachers, and politicians. And let's prepare to live through and survive this new world order, this global 2000 insanity. Now, if you'd like to learn more about global 2000 and the Bible prophecy and this new world order, why don't you call and order our four-hour compact disc package. It's educational, it's entertaining, it's informative, and best of all, it's free. You can call right now and order one. The number to call, 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. If you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Just click on the email and send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Once more, that's georgegordon.org, or call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, do it right now before you forget. We're talking about heavy metals. If we don't have a solution to the heavy metal problem, then we don't need to talk about it. That's what my conclusion is, and that's what I tell my students. So if we don't have a solution to the income tax, why do we want to sit here and talk about it? If you haven't got a solution for the political or economic problems that we see, well, then why talk about it? Now, fortunately for heavy metals, there's a solution. Next time, we'll take a look at who's causing this problem. Who's doing this to us? There's somebody out there who doesn't like us. We'll talk about that next time. But for right now, let's think about, well, what do we do? What does a truck driver do? I mean, you eat in a truck stop. You don't have any control over the baking powder that's in the dumplings or that's in your biscuits. Now, they're putting aluminum into the baking powder. And the restaurant there at the truck stop, they're going to use the baking powder that is the cheapest. Nobody in the truck stop is reading the labels to find out if there's alum in the baking powder. And so let's grow up and get real. You know, we live in a real world, and there's restaurants out there, and we eat in restaurants, and the food that we're eating have these heavy metals in them. Now, fortunately, there's a way to get these heavy metals out of our bodies. Now, here's number one. It's called activated charcoal. And one time, our little girl, she's about, I don't know, 18 months maybe, might have been 2 years, I don't think so, but, you know, just a crawling kid, you know. She got into some rat poison, and so my wife gave her activated charcoal. Activated charcoal will absorb 60,000 times its own weight by volume of toxic material. The guy that first tested it was a French chemist in 1806, I believe it was, or 7. He took 3 grams of arsenic. I mean, that's enough arsenic there should kill 10 or 15 or 20 people. Followed by massive doses. Now, here's the trouble we have. I don't know how much a massive dose of activated charcoal is. But if he took 3 grams of arsenic, then if it absorbs 60,000 times by volume or weight, then he needed to take 3 grams of activated charcoal, and it should have eaten 60,000 times that. Or he only needed 1/60,000th of the 3 grams. Take 3 grams and take 1/60,000th of it. It says massive. If I had just swallowed 3 grams of arsenic, I think I'd eat about 6 or 8 or 10, maybe a half a pound of charcoal. But anyway, massive doses. That's the article's report, with no ill effects. No ill effects whatsoever. Now, you got to be kind of nutty to ingest arsenic to start with, but this guy wanted to demonstrate that's the power of activated charcoal. So that's number one. So if you accidentally poison yourself, this activated charcoal, you can buy it in any drugstore. It's dirt cheap. We buy it by the pound. I feed it to my livestock. You know, if I have a sick cow, I give her charcoal. You can use it in your aquariums. You can buy that aquarium charcoal. That's activated charcoal. Do not use charcoal briquettes because they've got chemicals in it. All right, now, that's number one. But number two, there's another process called chelation that will actually take it right out of your body. Now, I've given you the name and address here 2 or 3 times of the Acres USA. They've got an organic, well, I shouldn't say organic, it's a naturopathic remedy. It's called Revesterol. And I pointed you out in this article here 3 or 4 times. Do it once more. It's the June 2008 issue of Acres USA, and they've got chelation and Revesterol. Two ways for you to chelate to get these heavy toxins or heavy metals out of your body. Now, Acres USA is in Austin, Texas, and it's a newspaper, it's a newsletter, a little book that comes out once a month. And it's $27 a year here in the United States, $37 a year for you people in Australia, New Zealand, so on, Europe. It's well worth the $37. I recommend it highly. I subscribe, 12 issues once a month. You want the June 2008 issue, and then you want the article here on Aluminum, Valued Servant or Dangerous Master by Charlie Walters. Their phone number is 512. And this is, in case you want to call them, no. Call them first. This is 512 is the area code. The number is 892-4400. That's 512-892-4400. All right, now that's one. Now there's a second source over here from Life Extension. I took this off the internet. Life Extension. Do a Google search and see what you find out there. Commonly encountered heavy or toxic heavy metals. Now remember, there's 20 of these. I'm not going to get off into all the details of these heavy metals. I mean, maybe you've got cadmium poisoning or tin or copper poisoning or iron or something like that, but the best thing to do, we're all of us, whether we like it or not, we're all of us infected with this toxic heavy metals, and you need to chelate. Chelation is the best way to get it out. So if you've just ingested it, activated charcoal, but if you've been ingesting this stuff for years and years, it's buried in your fat tissues, and it's buried in your body, and it's cumulative. It builds up over a long period of time. And you may have symptoms, and your doctor may say, well, you've got Parkinson's disease, or you've got Alzheimer's disease, or you've got this, that, or something else. And that's a misdiagnosis. It's probably toxic metal. People don't die from AIDS dementia. And what they die from is pneumonia or some opportunistic disease. They don't, you know, you don't die from an iatrogenic doctor-induced problem. You die from whatever it was you went to the doctor with. So your death certificate is not going to identify the real culprit. We've been talking about that. So let's get down here to the nitty-gritty. Heavy metal toxicity, and this thing of chelation. How do you get the stuff out of your body? The first thing you have to do is test for the heavy metal. So when heavy metal toxicity is suspected, a good screening test is a hair analysis. Scientists have been evaluating hair specimens for types of metals and concentration as early as 1931. A hair analysis acts as a timeline for exposure to various elements. It's a safe and non-invasive way to collect tissue and will help a doctor treat the underlying problem more efficiently. At Caring Medical, the hair analysis measures for 12 toxic elements, including mercury, lead, arsenic, aluminum, and cadmium. It measures for 33 nutrient elements, including calcium, zinc, manganese, and cobalt. Additional elements measured in the hair analysis are iron, potassium, sodium, phosphorus, and titanium. Now, the hair is generally taken from the nape of the neck, that is, if the hair is long enough. It's about an inch in length, closest to the skin as needed, approximately a heaping teaspoon. Now, for bald men or women with short hair, this isn't always the route taken. Hair samples can be taken from any other part of your body. Besides length, the problem of hair treatments can arise, such as hair chemicals, including dyes. They can contain lead that will attach to the hair and may contaminate the sample. For the most accurate results, it's best to refrain from chemically treating your hair for at least 2 months before the test. So if you're a woman and you've been dyeing your hair, or for that matter, you could be a man using some kind of dye, that hair is going to be contaminated. So take the hair from under your arms or some other place on your body. You need about a teaspoon. Now, if you're going to the doctor will take the sample. If you're sending it into a laboratory and you're taking the sample yourself, it's important that you get a sample now that isn't contaminated. Hair analysis is a very useful tool in detecting whatever it is that causes chronic symptoms, but is unable to detect very recent heavy metal exposures. For recent acute exposures to metal such as mercury or lead, a blood test is suggested. A 7-milliliter tube of blood is needed for the test. And in the blood, various heavy metals can be tested, including mercury and lead. Now, this to give you an illustration, what killed Napoleon? Well, they dug his body up and they cut some hair off of him, and they found out that the English murdered him by feeding him arsenic. They had him in captivity. And so they fed him arsenic just a little at a time until they killed him. Now, this arsenic is a heavy metal, and it'll kill you slowly over a long period of time. Napoleon never suspected that he was being poisoned by arsenic. He was getting sick. He was having symptoms. He was complaining about his health. But he never said anything about arsenic or that he was being poisoned. Americans today, and indeed people around the world, are being poisoned by these heavy metals. You go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, you've got this or that, or you've got this allergy, or you've got this disease or something else, and they're treating you for something that's totally unrelated to what the real underlying problem is. Now, there's two big poisons out there in the marketplace. All of us are being exposed to it, whether we like it or not. It's aspartame. That's that artificial sweetener. That's number one. And it creates 92 symptoms. 92 symptoms of other diseases. And so when you go to the doctor and say, oh, I got these god-awful migraine headaches, I just don't know what it is. And he says, okay, take two aspirins and call me in the morning. Okay, your problem is aspartame poisoning, but the doctor, he doesn't know. Now, there's doctors, and there's doctors, and then there's doctors. And oftentimes people go to their doctor and they believe their doctor is doing everything he can. He's a pretty smart guy, and more likely he is. But misdiagnosis occurs 50% of the time. I've reported that to you in the past. If you go to a doctor and he gives you a diagnosis, 50% of the time it will be an error. Well, hell, you can flip a coin for crying out loud and come up with odds like that. You don't have to go to a doctor. You can just flip a coin. Let's see, have I got toxic metal poisoning or Parkinson's disease? Oh, come up tails. I guess I've got Parkinson's disease. Half the time you'll be right and half the time you'll be wrong. All right, now that being the case, then, when you go to your doctor, if you'll get two or three different opinions, go to three doctors, it's going to cost you $75 or $100 for each visit, have each one of them. If you can get two or three doctors to agree that this is what you've got, then you've probably got a pretty good handle on it. If you go to three doctors and all three of them come up with a different symptom, a different conclusion, well, then you don't know where in the hell you're at. But it's probably aspartame poisoning or heavy metal poisoning. That's probably what your problem is. And that's because we're being poisoned in our water, poisoned in the mercury fillings in our head. We're being poisoned by the thimerosal in our vaccines. We're being poisoned by the aluminum in our salt, aspirin, and baking powder. I mean, we're being assaulted from hundreds of different sources. 89,000 chemicals in our environment. All right, so more than likely you're being poisoned. To find out, you take a hair analysis. The hair analysis over here now has to be 2, 3, 4 months old because it can't, you know, when you drink arsenic in your coffee this afternoon, it is not going to show up in your hair tomorrow morning. It's going to show up in your hair in 2 or 3 months. So if you've been poisoned recently, then you need a blood test. If you've been poisoned slowly over a long period of time, then the hair is the cheap, easy way to find out. That's the bottom line. EDTA chelation is used to treat such heavy metal poisonings as lead and cadmium. Lead poisoning can also be treated orally using the chelation agent DMSA. I won't try to pronounce what DMSA is, but it's an acid. Mercury poison is treated with DMPS, and I won't try to pronounce that one either, but it's known as sodium sulfonate, which is administered intravenously. DMSA, Chemet, can also be used for mercury poisoning. Now, let me describe this chelation for you. It's also used for heart disease. When you've got plaque in your arteries, they give you a chelation therapy. And they stick they stick it up on a pole, and they stick this needle in your vein. It takes about an hour to run a quart of that chelation fluid into your body. It's done intravenously. That's one way. Anyway, I went through that 10 years ago. It cost me $1,000, and it took about, I don't know, 6 or 8 weeks. Went in once a week on Wednesday. They stuck a quart of that in me, and cleans out your arteries. I mean, if you've got heart disease or heart trouble, it cleans it right out, which is a hell of a lot cheaper, faster, and easier than is bypass surgery. All right, now that's number one. But they've also got chelating agents over here that will take the mercury out of your body. Now, if you've got mercury fillings in your head, the logical thing to do is to go to a dentist and have your mercury fillings removed and replaced with some other form of epoxy, you know, some other form of filler. Now, you can't just go to any dentist to have these mercury fillings removed. Now, I went to a dentist and I said, hey, I want these mercury fillings removed, and he took offense. And he asked me why, and I told him why, and he argued with me, and he said, that's crazy. That's not scientific, you know. And so I said to the guy, I said, okay, I'm not scientific, I'm a truck driver. I'm as dumb as a box of rocks. I want to have the mercury taken out of my mouth. Can you do that? He says, yes, I can, but I won't, because it's foolish. I said, okay. I said, let me ask you this, doc. If I came in and I wanted a filling, And I said, I don't want mercury. Is there anything else you could fill it with? He said, yeah. And I said, would you fill it with something else, or would you tell me, hell no, you got to take mercury or nothing? He said, no, I'd fill it with what you wanted. I said, okay. And I said, would you expect to get paid for that? And he said, well, of course. And I said, look, I walked into your office. I sat down. I said, I got a filling in here. I want it removed, and I want it put in with something else. What in the hell difference does it make to you whether I want it changed or not? And there was a long, pregnant pause. And he said, well, it's not necessary. I said, okay. It's unnecessary. It's unscientific. It's foolish. And I'm the fool, and I want to pay for it. He wouldn't do it. So I'm just telling you up front, you're not going to find every dentist that's going to do this. There are dentists that specialize in removing this dental amalgam. I want to warn you about this. When that dental amalgam comes out of that filling, it's going to fall into your mouth. And you don't want to swallow that. In fact, you need to get it out of your mouth as rapidly as possible. And when I went in to do it, the dentist was careful when he took them out. This stuff has to be disposed of. The EPA has rules for disposing of this mercury amalgam. Did you know that? This stuff is so highly toxic over here, it's got to be disposed of properly. And you're walking around with it in your head. And if you swallow it, it'll probably kill you. If you took that dental mercury amalgam and swallowed it, you probably would not survive. So going to a dentist that specializes in removal of these dental amalgams is probably well worth the money. They probably charge a little more, I don't know. But I can tell you this, that the average Joe Sixpack dentist is not going to do that for you. And if he does, he may not know how to do it and get all that mercury out of your head and do it in such a way that he can dispose of it properly without you swallowing it or without poisoning you in the process. So, you know, be careful. You know, caveat emptor. Now, this chelation treatment then, it can be done intravenously or it can be done orally. Now, in the Akers article, they're talking about doing it orally. And you just take some vitamins and minerals in essence. That isn't exactly the story, but a cilantro is a spice. And cilantro is a chelation agent. It binds itself around these molecules of heavy metals and disposes of it through your urine. This revesterol, at this writing, there are 1,017 research articles on the compound revesterol all in the last 5 years. Revesterol is sourced from grape skin. You can't get enough of the stuff by drinking wine, but an attempt is afloat to serve a concentrate. So in normal course of life, if you were eating grapes, eating the grape skin, you'd be getting this revesterol. There's a story here. I'm not going to get into it again, but there's two formulas here that you can do orally. Now, if you're wedded to the medical establishment, well, fine. Go to a chelation doctor. He'll be an MD. Tell him you got heavy metal poisoning, or you think you do. Have him test you for it. And then, hell, maybe you don't have heavy metal poisoning. You know, if they test you and they say, hey, you don't have any, well, good for you. I'll just bet you, though, that you're going to have heavy metal poisoning just like everybody else. And while you're at it, remember, aluminum isn't called heavy metal now, strictly speaking. So tell them that you want testing for aluminum also to make sure that you don't have any aluminum in your body. And if you do, then get it out. That's simple enough. Now, the best treatment for this heavy metal then is called chelation. The EDTA chelation 4 lasts for approximately 3 hours. It's generally given weekly for a period of time based upon the individual case. All right, now they're telling us here that this heavy metal chelation takes 3-hour segments. Doing it for heart disease, it was only an hour. Kidney and liver functions are monitored every few treatments. And this is because the chelation must pass out the urine with all of the metals that it has collected throughout your body. DMPS4 chelation therapy takes about 20 minutes. All right, so now you got one that takes 20 minutes, one that takes 3 hours. In general, after 6 to 10 chelations, the urine is again collected to see if the chelation is still removing heavy metals. If not, the chelation is stopped. If heavy metals such as lead or mercury are still present, then the chelation is given another 6 to 10 treatments, and the urine test repeated at that time. Now, heavy metal exposure is implicated in a variety of central nervous system disorders, including multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, and Alzheimer's disease. New research reveals its effects on cardiovascular disease and immune disorders. Okay, now, let me repeat this in case you missed it in an earlier program or you don't catch it driving down the highway over here. Let's suppose that you go to the doctor and he says, hey, you've got Alzheimer's disease, early stages of Alzheimer's disease. All right. Well, then, what caused this Alzheimer's disease to start with? In all probability, it's aluminum toxicity. If you could get that aluminum out of your body, it isn't going to cause any more damage, is it? Well, at least I would think it's not going to cause any more damage. But that doesn't mean that the damage that's already been caused up to this moment in time can be reversed. Now, that I don't know. I would kind of doubt it. I don't think that you're going to reverse out Alzheimer's, but you could stop it. So, in any event, I don't know of any medical literature that I've been looking at or reading where the doctor says, oh, my God, you've got aluminum poisoning. That's why you have Alzheimer's, and therefore, let's chelate your body. I haven't heard of that as treatment. They've got drugs. They're doing stuff, but... You know, if they were to cure your Alzheimer's disease, it would shut off the cash cow, wouldn't it? If they cured your diabetes, it would shut off the cash cow. Medical science and the American Medical Association, I reported this to you recently. The AMA is not there to cure disease. It's there to protect the incomes of its members, and that's the doctors. And the best way to do that is to treat the disease but never cure it. And that's what they're doing. They're treating disease, they're treating symptoms, but they don't cure them. And that's the basic problem with allopathic medicine. That's why I stay away from those medical doctors and go to the naturopath. I'm interested in a guy that can cure me. You know, what are you going to do? What caused this problem? Number one question you should ask is, what caused this problem? What's behind it? Who are the people behind it? Who are the culprits here? Now, there's some common sources for heavy metals. In 20th century industrialization has led to an increased exposure to heavy metals for everyone. And certain people risk increased exposure because of where they live, their occupation, or their lifestyle. Others may be genetically predisposed to heavy metal accumulation due to poor detoxification systems in their bodies. For these reasons, people in the same household may have vastly different rates of heavy metal accumulation in their bodies. So if you're a truck driver and you're eating in the truck stop and you're getting doses of aluminum in the biscuits that you're eating, I'm not sure that I'd want to quit eating the biscuits, but I'm sure that I would want to do a chelation treatment. And then the question arises, since this poisoning is ongoing, it's in our food, it's in our water, it's in the air, whether we like it or not, it's where it's at. And you know, you got to make a living, you got to pay the rent. So rather than say, well, there's nothing I can do, that's not true. There's a lot you can do. What you have to do is get the metals out of your body. So when you're eating the biscuit in the truck stop, remember it's got aluminum. So let's concentrate on getting that aluminum out of your body. Fortunately, modern medicine gives us a modality for doing that. Nobody's telling us to do that. Nobody is saying, hey, listen, here's the solution to your problem. And I took a look at it and said, well, okay, here's the solution to the problem. Let's implement it. Let's use our heads. I like the Acres chelation program because I can do it right here at home. Doesn't cost anything. Well, not very much. Went to the health food store and bought a package of Brazil nuts and a few herbs and a few other oils and things like that. You mix it up and you take it, and that's a chelation agent. You can make your own chelation agent. And the recipe is given right here in the Acres article. And that's what I'm doing. But I'm just talking to you people out there that are medicos. You know, there's a lot of people that say, sounds like quackery to me. Well, then go to a licensed medical doctor and tell him that you've got heavy metal poisoning, or you think you do. Test me for it, doc. Hell, any doctor can do it. Then tell the guy, hey, listen, now I want the chelation treatment. Now, he probably won't do that, but he can tell you where you can get the chelation treatment to get the heavy metals out. And I mentioned this the other day. I'll mention it once again. They're not everywhere. Chelation clinics, there's one in Springfield, Kansas City, and St. Louis here in Missouri. So you're going to have to go to a big city. You're going to have to go to San Francisco or Sacramento or Los Angeles or Tampa or St. Petersburg, you know, some place that has some population, and you can find a chelation clinic there. And let me give you a reminder here that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 112 countries daily worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the law school and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. The law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. That's 8 schools in all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school. It is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on a compact disc. The Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has our radio log schedule and archives, and that can be accessed through the website as well at georgegordon.org. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. The law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Now, be sure to order yours by calling the law school and asking for it. The number is 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. And the Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. We often endorse or recommend books, papers, periodicals, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements or recommendations that we give do not mean that those authors or publications that we endorse will necessarily reciprocate. Keep in mind that most of these authors and publications cited here on the Law Hour and editorial review may be hostile, political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans, and their viewpoint may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review either. Now, these opinions, beliefs, and comments and views that you hear me express on this program are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the views, beliefs, and opinions of the advertiser, sponsors, management, or staff of this radio network or local radio station. So if you'd like more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we're talking about chelation, how to get these heavy metals out of your body. Now, I think we're all familiar with the fact that there's a common way for us to get these heavy metals. You can breathe the air, you can drink the water, you can eat the food, and you're going to get poisoned. Now, heavy metals affect three main areas of your body. It affects your nervous system, the cardiovascular system, and your immune system. Heavy metals such as mercury and lead disrupt nerve cell growth and metabolism. They have been implicated in a variety of nervous system disorders. And recently it has been discovered that mercury is elevated in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. Previously it was thought that aluminum caused the brain lesions associated with Alzheimer's, but it now appears that mercury may be the main neurotoxin. All right, let's pause and think here for a moment. Remember, there's a study out and it says now you old people, typically when you get Alzheimer's disease, you're old or older, and then you're diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And if you're an old person, you've been encouraged to get flu shots. And if you've had five consecutive flu shots in the last 5 years, it raises your chances for Alzheimer's by 10%. Now, that's pretty damn significant. You know, just recently they shut down the airline industry for about a week. And there was a certain type of airplane. And I forgot what it was now, the MD-80 or something. And they had a bracket. They had a securing device that they were securing hoses to keep them from chafing. And they weren't installed right. They needed five of them. They only put in three, so they had to put in an extra two. They grounded the whole damn fleet, the FAA did, just to be on the safe side. No one was killed in these airplanes. Not a single crash or not a single incident had occurred. Just they hadn't followed the procedures. And do they do that with thimerosal in your mercury or in your vaccines? No. Now, we know then that there's a higher level of mercury in Alzheimer's patients. They have an elevated level of mercury. It affects your immune system. It affects your nervous system. It affects your heart, your circulatory system. Different people, it affects different ways. So your common sense says that you ought to avoid those flu vaccines, or at least make sure that the flu vaccine you're taking doesn't have thimerosal in it. I mean, that's just a no-brainer. Now, in the event that you've been doing this, you know, people say, oh my God, I've had all these vaccines, and now what do I do? Chelation. Go get the damn stuff taken out of your body. That's what I'm telling you. That's how simple that is. Now, I don't care whether you do or not. I'm not here as an evangelist, but people will write me letters and oh, what do I do now? These are people who need a guardian. You know, when you call me on the phone and you say, well, Mr. Gordon, what do I do now? What you're saying is, well, my guardian didn't advise me, so I need a new guardian to advise me. Can you people think for yourselves? You know, you come over to my house and you have a cup of coffee and I say, oh, by the way, Bob, I put in 3 grams of arsenic in your coffee. How do you feel? I mean, you know, you'd hit the panic switch. Well, you'd call 911. Well, you'd rush out in the street and start flagging down cars to get you to the hospital. That damn Gordon, he gave me 3 grams of arsenic. He's trying to kill me. Well, okay. So you wouldn't need to call someone. Oh, what do I do now? Gordon put arsenic in my coffee. What should I do? I just don't know what I should do. I think I'd call 911. That's what I think I'd do. I mean, I'd be in a big hurry to get that out. And so fortunately, and this is my report for the week, fortunately there's a way to get this stuff out of your body. So, you know, just because you've had 5 consecutive flu shots doesn't mean that you're now consigned to Alzheimer's disease. Oh, what am I going to do? I've already had the 5 shots. I'll go take action. Yeah, you bought and paid for the 5 shots, and it probably is going to increase your chances for Alzheimer's by 10%, but let's go get the stuff taken out of your body and reduce it back to zero. How's that for a plan? You know, just from a non-guardian. Recent published research on Finnish men has demonstrated a 2- to 3-fold increased risk for heart attack and cardiovascular disease linked to the mercury in fish. Other research has found an extremely high concentration of mercury and antimony in diseased heart tissue. It appears that heavy metals accumulating in extremely high concentrations in heart muscle may lead to heart failure and electrical instability. You know, your heart trouble there, partner, may not be caused by what you thought it was. It could be caused by these heavy metals. Maybe your heart, you know, is being impaired because it's being infected by these heavy metals. Have you thought about getting the heavy metals out of your heart? And that might do a hell of a lot more than nitroglycerin pills. You ever stop to think about that? Now, detection of heavy metal exposure. Now, you know, sometimes you get exposed and you didn't know it. There are 3 ways to reliably test for heavy metal exposure in the human body. The easiest and cheapest way is to perform that hair analysis. Hair permanently binds heavy metals in levels proportionate to those found in the body. It is best used as a primary screening tool for heavy metals. The limit of hair analysis is that it will only reveal what an individual has been exposed to in the past few months, not previous exposure for the past few years. Nonetheless, it is often the simplest method to screen for current exposure. Hair will detect the methylmercury common in fish, but it will not reveal the inorganic type common in amalgam tooth fillings. So the best and most reliable method for heavy metal detection is a urine analysis. Okay, so they can take a blood test, they can take a urine test, or they can take a hair sample, a hair test. In this method, the person being tested is given a chelation treatment before the collection of urine to push out the stored metals from the tissues into the kidneys and then into the urine. DMPS is the preferred chelation substance for mercury, while EDTA is more selective for aluminum and lead. These substances bind some of the heavy metals, which are then excreted through the urine. These 2 chelation substances are also given in repeated doses. to rid the body tissues of heavy metals once they're detected, and they are administered intravenously with appropriate supervision. So again, if you don't want to do this yourself, you don't want the ACRES program, you want a medical doctor, you need a guardian, you need somebody to tell you when to come in, when to go out, and what to do in between, just go down to your local medical doctor and tell him, hey doc, I think maybe I've got heavy metal poisoning. I read an article, I heard this jerk on the radio, and I'm suspicious, I want you to do some tests, find out if I've got any heavy metal poisoning. Now the doctor probably say, well, with specificity, what heavy metal poisoning do you think you might have? So why don't you write down the five common heavy metals? Aluminum, which isn't a heavy metal, by the way, aluminum, arsenic, lead, mercury, and cadmium. Can you remember that? Aluminum, arsenic, lead, aluminum, arsenic, lead, mercury, and cadmium. Now there's 20 of these. I mean, it may not be one of those. You may be a welder working in a shop someplace, and you may, through the smoke in the welding rod, be taking in antimony or some other metal, which may be causing you problem or it may not be causing you any problem. Because I can remember as a young man, I was a welder breathing that smoke in day after day, hour after hour. I never had any bad effects from it. But let's keep in mind that this chelation now is specialized, that you don't use the same chelation therapy for all of these metals. And if you're going to go to a medical doctor, they got different chelation chemicals or whatever they're using. I use the word chemical. I don't know if they're they're organic or not. That's why I prefer using plants like cilantro. You know, that's just a food. It's a spice. And it just happens to have the qualities like activated charcoal. It just happens to have the quality of removing these toxic materials from your body. Now, the best method to effectively eliminate toxic metals from your body appears to be the chelating agents such as DMPS, DMSA, and EDTA. And I mentioned the natural way. That's the chelating cilantro and resveratrol. The studies of other substances such as chlorella, cilantro, garlic, and vitamin C indicate very little heavy metal elimination compared to the chelating agents. Now, let's understand something. If you're taking chlorella, cilantro, garlic, or vitamin C, it will take the metals out, but it's slow. It takes a lot of time. Now, let me pause here and mention this. When I was in the chelation clinic, a guy came in, and he said his veins were plugged up to about 90%, and he needed bypass surgery immediately, his surgeon told him. And he said, I decided that I wanted to go chelation first, and his cardiovascular doctor told him, you won't live long enough to do chelation. He did. He succeeded. But he was really plugged up, and it was bad. And he needed to get that stuff out as rapidly as possible. And if you want to get that stuff out of you right away, while I don't ordinarily recommend medical doctors, I've done it myself, and I didn't suffer any ill effects. It reduced the plaque in my arteries, and it did it in short order. I mean, in 6 or 8 weeks. So if you want to do this right now, today, you can't wait. You're an American type A. Well, then just go to your local chelation clinic and tell them, do a sample, and then tell me what kind of poison that we're after, and they'll know what to put in you. They'll know whether you need the DMPS or the DMSA or the EDTA. I don't even know what that is. If you need a guardian, that's the place to go. Infrared saunas are a useful adjunct in assisting the body in the elimination of toxic substances. So infrared saunas, how do you like that? Detoxification of heavy metals is enhanced by the appropriate nutritional support. One of the main substances used by your body to detoxify heavy metals is the amino acid, glutathione, I believe it is, G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E. Glutathione is made in the body from the amino acid cysteine. Adequate protein intake is necessary to assist the body in the detoxification of metals. Low protein diets have been associated with decreased elimination of methylmercury. It is difficult to absorb glutathione as an oral supplement due to breakdown by stomach acid. However, it is very effective when administered intravenously in conjunction with vitamin C. All right, so you may need a healthcare professional to guide you here. My number one choice is a naturopathic doctor. Now, only 8 states in the union permit animals like that, I guess because they're not housebroken. So if you're in one of the other 42 states, then probably the next best thing would be to do it yourself through this ACRES article or go to a medical doctor, and that would be number 3 on my list, medical doctor. I try to stay away from medical doctors. They kill 300,000 people a year. People that kill that many people a year aren't safe. That's just my conclusion. Truck drivers don't kill 300,000 people a year, but medical doctors do. So just my common sense says that I'd rather be in the company of a truck driver than I would a medical doctor. Now, that's just my own personal observation. Other nutrients that are essential during a heavy metal detoxification program are magnesium, potassium, selenium, taurine, and vitamin C and E. It is essential that in addition to detoxification of heavy metals, one must eliminate or reduce the source of the heavy metals. Well, God, that's kind of a no-brainer, but let's back up here for a second. I'm not so sure that that's true. Common sense would say, hey, listen, don't eat the biscuits in the truck stop. But listen, if the aluminum isn't in the baking powder that's put into the biscuits, it's going to be in the salt that you've got on the salt shaker. So here's what I do. My wife has salt in her purse. So let's say we go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, I really like Kentucky Fried Chicken because I like their coleslaw. So I go in to eat their coleslaw. I don't go in to eat their chicken, although I eat a piece of chicken when I go in. But I got to put salt on it. So I know that the salt shaker over here has got aluminum in it because it pours. See? So we bring in our own salt. Now, I know that the water in Kentucky Fried Chicken also has fluoride and chlorine in it, so we bring in our own water. I mean, we're kind of crazy. You know, we're old people to start with, and that's your first tip-off that these people are probably abnormal. And then here's these two old people sitting down, pull out their bottles of water and pull their salt out of their purse, and they're sitting there eating Kentucky Fried Chicken and coleslaw, putting on their own salt and drinking their own water. You know. So, you know, let your conscience be your guide. Now, that chlorine and that fluoride in your water is probably less onerous to you than the mercury fillings in your head. Remember, I reported this to you earlier. You're already getting 100 times the EPA's daily recommended allowance of 2 milligrams a day right out of your mercury fillings. And then, of course, if you're sticking this stuff into your kid's body, there's 25 milligrams in each vaccination. 25 milligrams, which is 12 and a half times the amount. And they usually give your kid 4 or 5 shots at the same time. That's why he gets autism or SIDS. You know, in Japan, they postponed that until the kid was 2 years old and cut their SIDS epidemic in half. So, you know, there's all of these little waymarks along the way that tell you the answer to the riddle. I mean, if you've got any sense at all, but not everybody has sense, so let's take it from there. Now, the detoxification of these heavy metals, one must eliminate or reduce the source of the heavy metals. Well, I try to do that, but it's not going to work. Hell, I don't know what they did back in the kitchen to the breading that they put onto the chicken. I don't know what the hell they put into that coleslaw. All right, so I'm going to presume that I'm doing my best to avoid as much of it as possible, but what I can't avoid, then I need to chelate out. And so if 2 or 3 times a year I go through this cilantro chelation pesto, you know, it's kind of like worming yourself, you know, getting rid of your internal parasites. You know, 2 or 3, 4 times a year, you ought to get rid of those internal parasites. Now, it's apparent that heavy metal exposure and toxicity is becoming a global problem, so we must strive on a social and an individual level to eliminate the use of substances that are highly damaging to the health of humans and the environment. Toxic heavy metals have been shown to affect the immune, nervous, and cardiovascular systems of the human body. The detection and elimination of heavy metals is a specialized field of medicine that is becoming recognized as essential to the prevention and treatment of critical diseases affecting humans in the 21st century. Now, I had a woman here the other day, and she said, well, I wouldn't believe it unless I saw it from Johns Hopkins University in a report. Well, boys and girls, I haven't seen a Johns Hopkins University report, but I have given you the straight skinny right out of the mouths of the CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control, and right out of the mouths of the FDA, and then I gave you their admissions and confessions, and I gave you the numbers that these people admit to, which is why I said I'd rather be in the company of a truck driver than I would to be in the company of a medical doctor, because they kill far fewer people. And that being the case, then, you know, let your conscience be your guide. Now, on these heavy metals, I don't know if I told you what the heavy metals are, but I think I got a list of them here. Heavy metal toxicity. In fact, I think I read these to you the other day. Arsenic, called AS, arsenic. Aluminum, you got aluminum down. And I told you about cadmium, lead, and mercury. These are the common ones. But in addition to those, we have things like barium, B-A-R-I-U-M. Now, when you go in to have certain tests done in a hospital, they give you barium. Well, that doesn't sound very intelligent to me. How about beryllium? Beryllium. It's a hard grayish metal with no particular smell. That's another toxic metal. Perhaps you hadn't heard that before. Cadmium, C-A-D-M-I-U-M, cadmium. That's another toxic. Chromium. You know that chrome they put on the bumper of your car? Well, that chromium is also a heavy metal, toxic. Now, remember, some of these in the organic form you need. And you need them in your diet. Cobalt. Now, that cobalt, that doesn't sound very good. That sounds like a radioactive element. Pure cobalt is steel, gray, shiny, hard metal. Lead. And we all know what lead is. Well, we get this lead poisoning, and typically it doesn't come from your battery, from your car. It comes from paint. And then you breathe this stuff in. Mercury. Mercury, we talked about that one. That was a nasty one. Typically, you're getting that one from your from your dental amalgam fillings. And then there's nickel. You know the stuff you make nickels out of, you know, money? Well, that nickel over there, that's another heavy metal, another poison. Remember this chelation, now I'll take all 20 of these up. Selenium, that's a necessary element. You have to have that in your diet. But the selenium, being necessary to your diet, needs to be in the organic form that comes out of your plants, not in the metal form that you're being poisoned with. Zinc is another one. It's one of the commonest elements in the Earth's crust. It's found in the air, soil, and water, and it's present in all foods, and so you eat this stuff all the time. Now, fireworks. Here was a kicker. Fireworks. The explosion of fireworks has been discovered to be a source of intense heavy metal release that is being addressed in Sweden and in other countries. The fireworks that are displayed in the skies to celebrate events such as Independence Day and New Year's contain carcinogenic sulfur coal compounds. Fireworks spread an odor of black gunpowder and spreads radioactive barium, which makes the green sparkling color in considerable amounts of strontium-90, along with arsenic, mercury, cadmium, lead, copper, zinc, and chromium. These toxic metals have been measured and found to be 4 to 5 times elevated in the air after the fireworks display. In the United States alone, it is estimated that 90 tons of lead alone are released in 1 hour or 2 hours of fireworks displays. And the increased heavy metal exposure constitutes a direct risk for people with asthma, metal allergies, and chemical sensitivities. Now, isn't that just special? Hell, you go out to the 4th of July to watch the fireworks, and you're being poisoned with heavy metals. Well, all right, boys and girls, that's the story on heavy metals. Remember the Acres USA article? Acres USA, their phone number again, 512-892-4400. And that's 512-892-4400. You want the June 2008 issue. Hey, I'm out of time. Just when you're having fun, you run out of time. So let me remind you that you've been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 112 countries daily worldwide over the Internet. For more information about The Law School and The Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals but by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Hey, our time's up. We've got to leave it right there. So we'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.